Keinja was the name of the island when it was British. The actual name was King George III Island, but the islanders shortened that to Keinja. Now the name in the maps and the guidebooks is Amerigo, but everybody who lives there still calls it Keinja. The United States acquired the island peaceably in 1940 as part of the shuffling of old destroyers and Caribbean real estate that went on between Mr. Roosevelt and Mr. Churchill. The details of the transaction were and are vague to the inhabitants. The West Indian is not exactly hostile to change, but he's not much inclined to believe in it. Meantime, in a fashion, Amerigo is getting Americanized. The inflow of cash is making everyone more prosperous. Most Keinjans go along cheerily with this explosion of American energy in the Caribbean. To them, it seems a new, harmless, and apparently endless carnival.
Have you ever dreamed of escaping from your dull existence to a new life on a tropical island? Our story is about a man who did it. A real person whose true adventure has become a legend here in the Caribbean. Welcome, one and all, to the legend of Norman Paperman.
This is the legend of Norman Paperman. Tales from the islands we'll share. Chasing illusions can get quite confusing. Is it a dream or a nightmare? This is the legend of Norman Paperman. Tales from the tropics we'll tell. Chasing illusions can get quite confusing, 'cause heaven can turn into hell.
Keinja's the name of the island. It's been Keinja for 200 years. But remember, paradise doesn't come without a price. Let me make that abundantly clear. Keinja, our beautiful island, in a windward archipelago. We've been English, French, and Dutch, never seemed to matter much. Now we're officially Amerigo.
We're Keinja, still Keinja, our Keinja.
At the Gull Reef Club.
Our ancestors came in the slave ships to work for the privileged few, who wore Paris fashions and lived in pink mansions while we huddled in shacks of bamboo. Didn't our sugar beet bring us our freedom? But with the help of our God, we got through insurrections,
the Gull Reef Club.
Mr. Churchill had to get some destroyers to put old Hitler 6 feet below. FDI pulled the nifty, got our island for just 50, and the limeys they back up and go. We dance through the streets in celebration. The fireworks they light up the sky. We got hot dogs and highways, got Chevrolet, not to mention the 4th of July.
Not to mention the 4th of July. We're Keinja,
enchilada.
Now the Yankees, they come with their dollars. It's a beehive of activity. Sell them crawfish and rum, keep them dizzy and numb. Oh, we're liking this prosperity. We got new holidays for celebration. We got new laws, but no one complies. We got crawfish and mangoes, calypso and tangles. Ah, but we're short in our water supply.
Are you sure?